Chapter 10. Linda stood on her brother's front porch, waiting for Howard to come and get her. He'd left earlier to get them a motel room, unpack, and take a shower. A slow, steady rain was beginning to fall. It was getting dark, and lights from the kitchen windows of the surrounding homes were twinkling across Signal Hill. "All the mothers are trying to figure out what to feed their families," Linda said. The moisture had frizzled her hair, and her brother thought she looked just like she had when he'd first seen her. She was about 7 then, her hair parted in the middle and pulled back with hair clasps. She was such a shy little girl. Afraid of her shadow, his mother said many times. It had been a mistake to adopt her, his mother admitted after the first month, but his dad hushed her and told her to make the best of a bad situation. "I miss my babies, Sam Hugh. I want to get this over with. I want to go home," Linda said, between sobs. "I know you do. They're cute kids. I need to see them more. I'll never have any of my own, but I can be the best uncle they'll ever have." "Please try," she said, touching his cheek with her dainty hand. "From now on, we'll try to stay in touch better. I do want you to love my children. They need someone to love them unconditionally. Howard expects too much out of them." "Do you love him, Linda?" "Does he love me? That's the $64,000 question." "I should have told you not to marry him. He wasn't the brightest guy I ever met." Linda smiled. "Well, come on, Sam Hugh. Howard was a good catch for me, and you know it." "He thought our family had money. Wish that was true, don't you?" "Oh, yes." "I'm going inside, Linda. I need a drink. Can I fix you something?" "Oh, no. Maybe some water?" "Sure," he said. "You aren't getting wet, are you? You can come in if you want to." "I'm fine. I don't want to make Howard wait a second on me."
"Fuck him."
"Go inside, Sam Hugh. I think I see him now. I'll call you in the morning." Sam Hugh Park realized, as he watched his sister get into her husband's car, that he was technically an orphan now. He thought back on the days when his dad was alive and gave the noon news radio report from the second floor of his newspaper building. He had once witnessed the robbery of People's Bank on Main Street. In obvious excitement over his good fortune to be able to report a robbery as it actually happened, he'd gotten so worked up that he'd said, "The bank's president is chasing the robbers up the sidewalk. The robbers have stopped and turned around and are pistol-whipping Mr. Bryan." Only instead of pistol-whipping, he said whistle-pipping. His father was the quintessential newspaper editor. Everything was about selling papers. He recalled a story Milton Willis, an employee for 35 years, loved to tell. Willis had turned in an article that he was especially proud of, but Editor Park said it wasn't controversial enough and that controversy sold newspapers. A 3-inch headline during the Kennedy and Cuban Missile Crisis exemplified his rule: "Kennedy castrates Castro." Of course, he later confessed that he was talking about a farmer in Cedarville named Kennedy who castrated his bull named Castro. He remembered another time when his mother was recovering from an operation at Christmas time, so his dad brought the turkey and dressing into their bedroom. Sam Hugh took those photographs, and he wondered if his mom had saved them. And if she did, where would they be? He opened the door and went into his house. He needed a drink. He needed many drinks. He had to get the picture of his mother on the den floor out of his head. "Santos," he said, "fix me a whiskey, a strong one, and be quick about it."